Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, because guess what? You hear that? This could be your letter. You never know. We could be reading yours live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior, my good friend. Subject, he who finds a wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in need of advice. I'm a 36-year-old divorced man, and I'm engaged to be married. I'm a middle school teacher, and I have two children by my first marriage. My wife is also a teacher at the same school, and we divorced after... Okay, I'm going to say it. This is crazy, right? We divorced after I caught her cheating on me in her car with the track coach at our school. What? After the scandal, he transferred to a high school and my ex-wife married him. It was hell to have to work with her after she moved on with the guy that she cheated on me with. One day she came into my classroom and begged me to give her a minute to talk. Then she started crying and asked for my forgiveness, but I was not ready to forgive her. She grabbed me and started kissing on me, and all of the feelings I had for her came back. We had sex in the storage closet in my classroom, and I did not use protection. After the sex, she said she wanted to get her family back together, and she asked me to break up with her fiance, with my fiance. I felt like crap because I never wanted to cheat on my fiance, and for the next few weeks, I avoided my ex-wife and ignored her calls. She popped back up in my classroom a week ago, and I asked her to leave. She blurted out that she's pregnant, and it's my child. Then she said we need to get our family back together for the baby's sake. This woman cheated on me and broke my heart, and I made a big mistake by having sex with her. I'm a great father, so I want to do what's right. I've always thought when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, but not in this case. What am I supposed to do now? Please help. Well, she wants you to leave your fiancé, but has she left her husband, the track coach? All right, you didn't mention the timeline here, but this sounds like it kind of happened really fast. From the time you caught her cheating, it's been nonstop craziness. At least the coach had sense enough to move on to another school. And with his all the way wrong self, let's just say that, all the way wrong. The other thing is I wouldn't believe a word, not a word that came out of your ex-wife's mouth about being pregnant. I just wouldn't believe it without any receipts. She'd have to show me something. She's already proven herself to be a liar and a cheater and a very untrustworthy person. She betrayed you and she did it with a teacher at the same school, the track coach. Come on now. She had no regard at that time, no respect for you, the kids, none of that when it was going down. You know, the only way to find out the truth is to get a DNA test. But the thing is, your fiancé could find out about that, and that could create more drama, more mess. Not to mention, you would hurt her deeply. I'm assuming you haven't told her and she knows nothing right now. The question is, though, do you still love your ex-wife? And do you want to get back together with her deep down? You haven't said one way or the other. And you got to remember now, she cheated way below the belt on you and broke up your family, the kids, everything. She left you guys and went with this guy that she cheated on you with. The thing is, maybe you will be ready to forgive her one day, even if it's just for the children's sake, but can you ever forget what she did? I don't think so. I don't think you're going to be able to forget that. So I say take some time to make your next move and make your next move be your best move, because you can still be a great father if this truly is your baby, even if you and your wife are no longer together. She's trifling. You got to put that in there. Your trifling ex-wife. Steve?
All right. This letter right here, I wouldn't even have to write the letter if I were you. Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't, bro, because this is a no-brainer for me. You're 36, you're divorced, and you're engaged to be married. That's all that matters right now. You're a middle school teacher. You had two children by your first wife. Your first wife was a teacher at the same school, and you had to get a divorce because you caught this heifer cheating on you in her car with the track coach at our school. Now, I don't know where the car was parked, but wherever it was, this track coach dumb enough to get in this married woman's car. And then after the scandal, he transferred to a high school that was to avoid the ass whooping. And my ex-wife married him. Then you say it was hell to have to work with her after she moved on with the guy she cheated on with you. That's okay. I got these as all the facts. Then one day she came to your classroom, begged you for a minute to talk. She started crying, asked you for forgiveness, but I wasn't ready to forgive her. She grabbed me and started kissing on me, and all the feelings I had for her came back. We had sex in the storage closet in my classroom. I didn't use protection. It all happened so quickly, and she was being very aggressive after it all happened. And then said she wanted to get her family back together and asked me to break up with my fiancé. That ain't happening. Break up with your fiancé for what? You forgot what this heifer did? So what? You had sex in the closet, eh? She was in there too? And? You got caught up. Right. So what? Forget about it. Write it off. And now I have the lie that you need to produce to continue with your life right after this.
Oh.
There is a lie involved here.
Surprise. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, he who finds a wife will get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is he who finds a wife.
This letter right here is kind of ridiculous. But I'm going to try to work with this young man, 36-year-old divorced man, engaged to be married. He's a middle school teacher, got two children by his first marriage, and his first wife was a teacher at the same school. They got a divorce because he caught her cheating on him in her car with the track coach at their school. First of all, in the car is low. That's that low.
Oh, wow.
After the scandal, he transferred to a high school, and my ex-wife married him. What? And then it was hell to have to come to work with her after she moved on with the guy that she cheated on me with. She got a lot of guts, man. This is a gutsy, low-life chick right here. One day she came to the classroom and begged me to give her a minute to talk. She started crying, asked me for forgiveness. I was not ready to forgive her. She grabbed me and started kissing on me, and all the feelings I had for her came back. We had sex in the storage closet in my classroom. I ain't used protection. It happened so quickly. She was being very aggressive. After the sex, she said she wanted to get her family back together, and she asked me to break up with my fiance. Wait a minute. Where this come from? Wait a minute. You done came in here. You ain't gave us a timeline, but she done got married. She want to get her family back together. So she comes in here to have sex with her ex-husband that has a fiance. So obviously, both of you all have moved on with your life. I felt like crap because I never wanted to cheat on my fiance. Okay, bro, it happened. Spare the moment. Shut your damn mouth. Now, for the next few weeks, I avoided my ex-wife and ignored her calls. She popped back up in my classroom a week ago. I asked her to leave. She blurted out that she's pregnant and it's my child. Ignore that.
Oh, okay.
Ignore that. That's bull crap. She's pregnant by the coach. She's decided that she want her family back because her and the coach ain't working out. She saw that you a better man, so now she's devised this scheme to get you back. She came in there to have sex with you. This was not a, she planned this. And now she come down, I'm pregnant and it's your child. No, it ain't. Then she said we need to get our family back together for the baby's sake. What baby? What baby? And where her husband in all this, like Shirley said? Where's her husband in all this? Do he know she went in there and had sex with you in the closet? But I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen right here in a second. Hold on. This woman cheated on me, broke my heart. I made a big mistake by having sex with her. I'm a great father, so I want to do what's right. What the hell does being a great father have to do with any of this? Any of it? Talking about we need to get back together for the baby's sake. For the baby's sake? Dog, first of all, you don't know that she's pregnant. Secondly, you don't know if it's your baby. Thirdly, this sounds like a scam to me. So now, I'm a great father and I want to do the right thing. I always thought when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, but not in this case. Your good thing could be your second one or your third one. You don't know. What am I supposed to do now? Please help. First of all, call her bluff. Don't tell your fiance nothing. It never happened. If she bring it up, say, call her a lie. It never happened. We didn't have sex. I don't know what you're talking about. See, let her go into her home and tell this to the track coach. See, that's what, see, bruh, when a person come to lay something on your doorstep in your house, make sure they got that same information going back to their doorstep at their house. Mm. Let her go tell track coach who done transferred, married her. Let her go in there and tell him, I done had sex with my ex-husband and it's him. But you know why she hasn't told the track coach any of this? Because she got to wait and see what your move going to be. Mm-hmm. See, all this is predicated on your reaction. If you say, yeah, let's get our family back together, then she going to go in there with track coach and tell him she cheated on it. But she playing a dangerous game. Don't do this, dog. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Tell her having sex with you is the biggest mistake. I don't believe it's my baby. I'm going on with my life, and you should do the same with yours. Mm-hmm. Tell track coach I say what's happening. And if he come up in my face, he getting that ass whooping he should have gotten in the first place. Mm-hmm. And as far as me and you go, that ain't about nothing.
We're done.
Thanks for the hot shot together in the closet, but it's over.
The what?
The hot shot. That little hot shot we had in the closet, appreciate you, but that was a mistake. And my other mistake was thinking you was the wife of my dreams. Now you take all this trickery and laid it on the doorstep of the track coach. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not marrying you. I'm moving on with my life. Well, I'm going to tell your fiancé we had sex. No, we didn't.
His word right. against her word against his.
Ain't right. no baby. And dog, and when you had a baby, now paternity test, and it may prove that it's the track coaches. And if it proved that it's yours, then we'll deal with it then. But you don't need her as no wife. She way too tricky, man. And y'all always talking about men once a cheater, always a cheater. Who is this chick?
All right, oh, I got it.
Since y'all talk about men, always a cheater, once a cheater, what about this trick?
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, and the church done got
really
quiet
feel,
now. Oh.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Junior in Sports, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.